Pablo and Regina, and let's talk about introduce your podcast. Do you think Mexico can be sustainable?
Well, I think maybe yes, but I think that maybe this could be take a lot of years, because the damage that we have been doing to our country and in the world belong the years.
Yes, I think the same, but also for it to happen, we need a joint effort, because only one person can change the values of the people, of all the people.
Mexico could be a sustainable country if it had the culture and the education that does not exist in the country, but this could be changed by the technical people. Well, the conquest of high pollution will really be, and well, this could be changed. The topic two is way in which Mexico can be sustainable. What can we do to make Mexico a sustainable country?
I think that there is a lot of ways to do that, but it depends on in the country too, because the education and the social the social order can be different to one country to another. So I think in Mexico we can improve some measures to be sure that the environment is not very polluted. So I think that a very good idea is use less the car and be responsible with our trash and be responsible with our water. Or even solutions that can the government give us is like the education for all the people, because maybe the education is a factor to convert Mexico a country sustainable.
Well, another thing that we have to start doing is in green energy to repair the mess that we have caused with technology, for example, solar energy and other things. And great option to be able to leave fossil fuels. And you, Iñaki, what do you think?
Of course. All this data is very important, but one of the things we can do from home is recycling. We have to start taking seriously the separation of the plastic, cardboard, synthetic fibers, glass, etc. To be able to tell them the recycling centers recycling, but also reducing the consumption of these products that are not biodegradable.
Yeah, it's a very good idea that you have said, Iñaki. Recycling in house could be a factor that can be influenced in the environment of Mexico. And even the thing that you said about reducing the consumption of these products, reducing the consumption of plastics or bags, oh, I think that it's a very good idea and a very good point that you say, Iñaki.
Yes, I think the same, because in this moment we can to start in the house to recycle some things that have.
What will you happen in Mexico become a sustainable country?
Can you repeat the question, please, Iñaki?
Of course. What would you happen if Mexico become a sustainable country?
Well, I think that it would affect not even Mexico. I think Mexico, it's a very diverse country. Talking about environment, I think that it could be, I don't know, it could impact in the touristic ways. I don't know, like the recreative places that we have here in Mexico. I think that would have more people visiting there.
Yes, it's a nice poster. And Regina?
Well, I think that Mexico can improve our quality of life across the country. And we call the late climate change another thing can change if Mexico can be sustainable. So I think that obviously this change will be very good for everything and on the world. I think not change more, but it's good.
Okay. Before we go, I would you like to say that we are the change we want to see in the world. Pablo?
Yes. I would like to ask you, Iñaki, what do you think about the situation of Mexico in these days? Talking about, obviously, of environment. What do you think about? Do you think that Mexico is a polluted country?
I think no, but the people don't have the education needs, but because this is the problem that would generate this situation in the country.
And you, Regi?
I don't agree with the answer of Iñaki because I think Mexico has very polluted, and it's because he don't respect the environmental and other things that we have.
Well, I would like to ask you something, both of you. And do you think that the pollution of the country in Mexico is caused by the people or by the government?
Well, I think it's the people and the government. A lot is the people don't have the education.
Yes,
and,
I think.
And you, Regi?
I think the same because the people don't do anything about the recycling, the and other things, and the government don't do other thing for the private business and this.
Okay, have you seen a kind of solution of it could be from the government or by the people, a kind of solution from the pollution?
Well, I think the solution can be need the people have need to do Education.
No. I'm asking to you that if you have seen like a social program or like a movement to reduce the pollution of Mexico, have you seen that here in our country?
No, in this part, no.
You ready?
I think yes, but I don't remember the name of this company. I think it's like a panda, something to like that. And you, Pablo, you see a this?
Yeah, sure. Well, in the part of the government here in Puebla, we got a Sistema de Información Ambiental, which is a internet page that can be used to get access from the information. Here you can find how affects the pollution, how affects the climate change from from all the world, not even Mexico, the quality of the air, that is a topic that we haven't touched yet. So in Puebla, I have seen that from part of the by part of the government, but from the people, I don't know. I have two or three friends that recycle their plastic bags or the plastic bottles to give them more life.
Wow, so interesting.
So, okay, and I want to change a little bit the topic, and I want to ask you to you if you think that the quality of the air in Mexico, well, in let's state in Ciudad de México. Do you think the quality of air in Ciudad de Mexico is good for the health?
Obviously not, because our pollution, and this affect the life of the people that live here. So this needs to change.
Okay, and you, Iñaki?
Well, I think no, because it's extremely pollutionary, and it is not benefit to the save of the people.
Yeah, I think the same. In Mexico, the pollution of the air, it's very polluted, and we got well, the government is we're trying to reduce the emission of CO2 by the cars with the famous No Circula. And I want to ask you to you what would you do for reduce the pollution of the air?
Well, I think the No Circula, it's good, but not for all people, because sometimes the people need to go to work. But I think that are other forms to reduce the pollution, for example, the energy green and other things. And
The
you need
energy green,
get
do you mean about nuclear energy or what
well,
kind of energy?
solar energy, it's a good idea
Yeah,
for in
very good idea. And you, Iñaki, what would you do to reduce the contamination of the pollution of the air?
well, he does know this. Not circulate is my in my opinion, it is fine, but the people who needs to leave it is impossible that they don't use their vehicle. But also, I think the other solution can be recycle the bottles and another plastic things, I think is a another solution can be used.
Yeah, it's a very important issue to take care about because it's in our lungs. So I think that it's a very good idea to reduce that is the no circula, but also to the reduction of the public transport that is used in Mexico. In Mexico is used the public bus that the fuel that the bus uses is very, very pollution. So I think that reduce the quantity of buses can be a very good idea to keep the air safe.
Yes. Well, I think that other thing that I see in Ciudad de México, it's the people throw the garbage in the street. So it's so bad. What do you think about this?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What do you think about the people that grass in the throw the grass in the street?
Well, it has to be with their education. Well, I can do nothing because I am not his father's. It's just question of moral or ethics.
Yes.
And you,
Yes,
Iñaki?
the times I have been, I will go to that. There is no culture of respect, and they simply throw out the garbage bags, and that reflect their education, the people of the people.
Yeah, there is no culture of maintain a clean Mexico. There is no culture because the government doesn't give us the education necessary to know about this topic. So I think that it could be a very good idea that the government give us more information, like the page in Puebla and some patients that I found in another state of Mexico, but I think that it is a very good idea.
Well, and does not reflect a good image toward the tourists.
Sorry.
And does not reflect a good image to the tourist.
Yeah, obviously not.
No.
So, okay. Before we finish the podcast or first episode, I would like to ask to you if you have ever take I don't know a way to reduce the pollution. Have you ever take that or did it?
Well, in my part, I think yes. And you, Regina?
Can you repeat the question, Pablo?
Yes, if you have in all your life, how can you contribute to the reduction of the pollution? Doing something like recycling or like that?
I don't use some plastics because it's so bad, and recycle the plastic bags and other things.
Well, in my case, I don't use this. I got access to a car, but I don't use it. So I prefer to use my skateboard because it's more cleanest for the air, and I think that it's more cleanest for me too. So I think that this is everything for today. So I want to give the words to Iñaki.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And well, I see you other day.
Goodbye, thanks.
Thanks.